This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Man suspected of dismembering a missing California woman Googled how to be a serial killer. He's still at large. John Hinckley Jr. speaks out as he's now freed after trying to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. Kevin Spacey granted bail during his first court appearance for UK sexual assault cases.
This is True Crime Today.
Not only a tragedy for the family.
It's unfathomable.
Shot to death more than half a dozen times, likely with a shotgun by his own mother.
True Crime Today.
Say he then drove her body in her van about 5 miles away.
Police say she put her newborn in a trash bag and threw the baby over an upstairs banister.
A podcast that examines real stories in real time.
Disturbing.
He says she asked him to help her end her life.
True Crime Today. Starts now.
That indeed it does. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. And leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate it. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, friend. So I came across this person who definitely qualifies as shittiest person in the world.
Is that what we're calling it this week?
Right up there. You know me, I change it every week. Although I think that title would probably just go to Vladimir Putin week after week after
Sure, yeah.
So she's one of the shittiest persons.
Shittiest persons in the world.
One of them.
One of them. We'll call it something different next week.
So this woman wrote a book, Elizabeth Williamson wrote a book, called Sandy Hook, An American Tragedy and the Battle for Truth.
Okay.
So she interviewed people about the for the book. And you know how this whole, I lay this at Alex Jones's feet and all the people who have published these things about these poor families saying that they didn't go through this horrible stuff.
Sure.
So then, you know, there could be mental health issues with some people and then other people just out and out believe it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's just a lie, and that pisses me off because these people went through something horrific. So this woman, they interviewed for the book, her name is Kelly Watt. Kelly Watt, she's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's even a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sent a message, I'm assuming on Instagram or someplace like that, because her name was Great Mom, GR number 8, Great Mom, mm-hmm. to Lenny Posner, not sure how to say that. His 6-year-old son Noah was killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting. And she said to him, prove to the world you've lost your son. She said that she has spent the last decade, greater part of the last decade, researching, I'm using air quotes, mass shootings, which she said she considers false flag operations intended to push gun control legislation through the U.S. government, despite the fact that no significant legislation has been passed in response to these shootings. Her research, quoting again, involves sending harassing messages to surviving family members of people who have died. And she said, I had a strong sense that this didn't happen. she said to the interviewer. Too many of those parents just rub me the wrong way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that part of your research? That person rubs me the wrong way.
That tells me this. God.
She said she spent hours trying to prove her baseless claims about Sandy Hook. Some of her theories are the photos of the shooter's bedroom were too barren to have a teenager living in it.
Oh, God.
What? Chris and Lynn McDonald, whose seven-year-old Grace was killed in the shooting, didn't cry enough for parents who had just lost a daughter, and other parents were too old to have kids that age. I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's the shit that just makes me mad.
And it's not even, like, logical to go, oh, yeah, she makes a good point. I mean, and these false flag things. Here's the thing, and I don't understand why conspiracy theorists go down this road of let's attack these parents. Because let's just say that the government is doing this sort of shit to push legislation. Let's say that that is the what's really going on. These are still real families and real people that have been killed. I don't think they're not. If this is what they want to do, they're not hiring actors. They're just fucking doing it to innocent people.
And they've happened under Donald Trump.
Yeah.
They happened under George Bush.
Exactly. These are not actor situations, even if you're going with that theory. It completely makes no sense to go down that road.
About this and a lot of the things that people just... Okay, this is what happened. And people are like, well, I don't believe that. And so she said that she spent several years trying to prove that no company had been contracted to clean the elementary school crime scene. When presented with the name of the business and police report, Watt momentarily silent before casting further doubt on the evidence and said, I haven't seen that document. Where are the receipts? Like, okay, so it's in the police report, but that's not enough because I need to see the receipts. And then it's not like they had receipts of it here. Well, but even if they did have them, she wouldn't believe them.
Well, here's the thing. In the conspiracy theories that involve so many people, like all of these people are holding up this wonderful lie. For what? I mean, that's another thing that doesn't make sense half the time with these, because it's like it misses just key points of like human nature and how people act. It's like, no, this is not like behind closed government doors. You're saying like all of these people are like fakely living these lives in this town to this
day.
And the
fake media is promoting it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they did bring up a good point in this. This is from the Insider or insider.com. Moving the goalposts of an argument in this way is a common tactic among conspiracy theorists who are often driven by feelings of superiority and specialness, and they think they know something other people don't.
Yeah.
So we're smarter than you. And so it's like, okay, here's the police report. Here's exactly who cleaned the crime scene.
I wonder if it's because there's been so many interesting conspiracy type things that have turned out to be true that now, like, what used to be considered a conspiracy theorist, like, they really got to dive deep, because turns out a lot of the other shit is really what it was, what the conspiracy theory was to begin with. And now it's just like, in order to be that far out there, they just have to cast that line way the fuck out. And to the point of,
I don't know, but you know, and that kind of thing just bothers me, because these are people.
Yeah.
Who lost children.
I know. I don't get these people's obsession on it always being actors and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why would they even need actors? If there was some sort of goal that they had to do something like this, they'd just fucking do it. And if that's your theory, then that's your theory. But these are real people. These are real families.
Now I will say I have not read that book. But I think I would like to Sandy Hook, An American Tragedy and the Battle for the Truth. I think it could be a very interesting book that could really bother you, because then you hear all of this sort of thing.
It would be just craziness. Because, I mean, this is her book, right? The one that she's wrote?
No, the woman writing the book interviewed this lady for the book.
Oh, okay. Yes, that would be interesting.
I think the woman's book is probably pretty interesting. Elizabeth Williamson wrote the book.
Okay.
So I think she did a deep dive into this whole conspiracy thing and talked to people who believe that. And she was one of the people interviewed for the book. So I think the book could be very interesting.
I bet it could be.
Very bothersome sort of way.
Yes, it'll make you walk away from that book going, there's no hope for humanity. It's essentially what you'll feel after reading that book. So if that's what's the mood you want to go for in your free time, you know, pick it up. That may be an audio book I would listen to, you know, just like I listen to Dateline. I think that's how I would do it. But I don't think I'd like do it out on my porch by the pool or something like that.
What are you doing? I'm reading Sandy Hook, An American Tragedy in the Battle for the Truth.
As my children play. It's like, no.
It's like, no, I think it could be a really interesting book.
I do too. A man suspected of dismembering a missing California woman Googled how to be a serial killer, and he remains at large. So here we go. Felicia Johnson, 24, was reported missing in April after all her bloodied cell phone and purse were discovered near a community park in Houston, Texas. And I think we may have even covered this story earlier on when it was actually going on. Police are searching for a man they allege murdered and dismembered the woman who was reported missing earlier in the month. According to the Houston Police Department, this is the name. It's a very interesting name. Chuck Wiebeke Nwobodo, 28, in connection on the run as he faces charges of murder and tampering with evidence in connection with the alleged killing of the 24-year-old Felicia Johnson. Police say Johnson was visiting Houston from her hometown of San Diego, California, in search of work. While in Houston, she applied for a job at a local strip club. Johnson was reported missing in April after her bloodied cell phone and purse were discovered near a community park. A body has not been found. Johnson and Nwobodo first made contact on Snapchat. KRIV-TV reports citing charging documents, which note that he agreed to pay her $500 for an in-person meeting. Johnson was reportedly picked up from a Houston hotel by an Uber driver during the early morning hours of April 16th. She was then driven to Nwobodo's previous residence, the station reports. From there, Nwobodo picked her up and drove her to his current address, where authorities believe she was murdered. According to the news outlet, the suspect allegedly purchased and saw trash bags, towels, and a flashlight following Johnson's disappearance. Latex gloves and a kitchen knife and a shovel reportedly turned up during a search of Nwobodo's car, in addition to Johnson's blood in the trunk and back seat. Her blood was also found in Nwobodo's apartment, according to KRIV. A search of the suspect's internet records found he allegedly Googled how to be a serial killer. And how does one plan a murder without getting caught? The station reports. Doesn't know about what's the mode where nobody can...
Computer forensics?
No, there's like a mode, an incognito mode on your computer where it's like there's no history. Investigators said they found photos of a dismembered woman and three other dead bodies on Nwobodo's phone, according to the outlet. Well, that's always a fun one when you're scrolling through and like, oh, what's that? Oh, my God. Nwobodo, it's a fun name to say, I'll say that much, was arrested on May 13th in connection with Johnson's disappearance, but was later released, according to KRIV. While police... you released him. Oh, good job, guys. Nwobodo... While police currently search for Nwobodo again, the alleged victim has not been located. Anyone with information on the case is urged to contact the HPD Homicide Division at 713-222-TIPS. But that's Crime Stoppers being called them too. So.
Makes me want to do it right now, like how to be a serial murderer and see what pops up. But then,
you get
like,
on the list.
One of my friends ends up murdered and then they're like, Carol might have done it. And
exactly.
Then, or if I delete my history, they're like, ah, that's suspicious. She deleted her history.
What was she trying to hide?
She obviously was Googling how to be a serial killer.
I'm not going to look that one up. I'm just not going to get that in my history for any reason. It's just, yeah, it's just not worth it. Because you never know what other people are up to. And it's like, not going to do that. It's not going to do that.
Yeah, because somebody right now is like, aha, this is my cover.
Exactly.
They're Googling it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
funny. They'll ever suspect me, I'll frame them. So just know I'm not Googling it.
Okay. This I'm surprised by. I always kind of thought, you know, if you like tried to murder the president, you'd like get a death sentence or at least life forever in prison. I don't think you ever really get out for that one.
He never went to actual prison, though.
Was he like in a rehabilitation spa?
He was in a mental institution, I do believe.
Okay.
Let's read about this. But yeah, he was found guilty by reason of insanity, I believe.
Well, this is from People Magazine. A judge confirmed that John Hinckley Jr. would be released fully under no condition. Earlier,
that's a part that surprised me.
This month, John Hinckley Jr. is officially a free man. Hinckley, 67, revealed that he was fully released from court restrictions in a social media statement on Wednesday following a failed assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan in 1981. After 41 years, 2 months, and 15 days, freedom at last, Hinckley tweeted. He's got a Twitter. Hinckley previously shot Reagan as well as White House Press Secretary James Brady, a Secret Service agent and police officer, in front of a Washington, D.C. hotel on March 30th, 1981. Hinckley, who was 25 at the time, had hoped to impress Jodie Foster, the subject of an obsessive infatuation. A year later, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity and subsequently spent decades in treatment at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. He remained in psychiatric care there until 2016, when the judge overseeing his case approved his release with restrictions, including mandatory therapy and treatment by doctors administering and monitoring his psychiatric medications. U.S. District Court Judge Paul L. Friedman confirmed earlier this month that the order for Hinckley's full release will take effect on June 15th. So he's out. The Associated Press reported the judge first announced the decision in September of 2021 on the condition that he would continue to display good behaviors in the community in Virginia, where he had been living with his family in recent years under several dozen restrictions. He's been scrutinized. He's passed every test. He's no longer a danger to himself or others. Freeman explained at the hearing, despite Hinckley's absence from the court, for the AP, I am confident that Mr. Hinckley will do well in the years remaining to him. Possibly a Walmart greeter. Possibly the guy that you see following you around the Walmart. Possibly the guy that's seen burning something in a large barrel behind the Walmart. Chuckling. Okay, that's not part of it. But, you know. It took us a long time to get here, he added. This is time to let John Hinckley move on with his life. So we will. The would-be assassin was psychologically disturbed when he came very close to killing the president, but the judge remarked that Hinckley was now healthy without any mental health issues. For 4 decades, Hinckley also has not exhibited any violent behavior or interest in weapons. Federal prosecutors had previously opposed Hinckley's release up until last year, the AP reported. Prosecutor Casey Weston previously said in court to the court that the government believes the case has demonstrated the success that can come from a wraparound mental health system. Weston said Hinckley has expressed a desire to continue receiving mental health services even after being dismissed from the requirement to do so. She also said the government wishes him success for both his sake as well as the safety of the community.
Well, yeah. We, fingers crossed, we hope everybody's safe. We're letting him out.
The government wishes him success. The government wishes him success. So the government of the president in it that he tried to assassinate all these years later were like, we wish him success. We wish him success.
And I wonder how he took it when he found out Jodie Foster was gay. Like, I wonder if it was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? I shot the president to get her attention and she's gay.
Some of Reagan's family, however, have been very critical of Hinckley's release. In a July 2016 post on his website, Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, wrote that when my father was lying in the hospital, bed covering from the gunshots that nearly killed him, he said, I know my ability to heal depends on my willingness to forgive John Hinckley. I, too, believe in forgiveness. Davis continued then, but forgiving someone in your heart doesn't mean that you let them loose in Virginia to pursue whatever dark agendas that they may still hold dear.
Well, okay, that's a nice transition, because his dark agenda includes giving guitar concerts. And so, I can't even say that with a straight face, but he had planned a concert and it got canceled. He had one in New York City venue. They booked the performance and then they canceled it, citing very real and worsening threats and hate. So they canceled his July 8th concert. So then when you scroll down in the story, it says, in recent years, Hinckley has released songs on Spotify and posted videos of himself singing and playing guitar on YouTube. Several public performances had been planned following his release from court supervision, but the other venues in Chicago and Hamden, Connecticut, random, had already canceled their appearances than this one. So it says, Hinckley tweeted Thursday that his promoter, which I think is interesting, as a promoter, was looking for another venue. So I looked and it just says, I've had 3 concerts canceled, Chicago, Connecticut, and now Brooklyn. The promoter is looking for another venue.
I got to say, that weed that I smoked was really good, because what I believe you just told me was that John Hinckley Jr. is trying to go on a tour and perform for people, and he's having a hard time, and there's a promoter and everything. Gosh, that's crazy that I heard that.
It must be the weed.
It must be. Oh, wait, it's not. It's just reality.
Right?
Oh my.
Isn't that weird? Because when I knew we were going to talk about this story tonight, on my phone, that story popped up and it was like, he's doing guitar concerts? So now I want to go listen to his music.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how John Hinckley sounds. I got just Amazon. He's got stuff on Spotify, it said.
It says it's on Spotify.
Let's pull up Spotify.
Let me see what it says again. And he's released songs on Spotify.
J-O-H-N.
Well, here's a YouTube link.
John Hinckley.
Oh, here, I'll send it.
I got him. Here's the work of... Oops, let me stop this. Oh, he sings too. So that's called Never Ending.
I am not a dancing bear.
Not a dancing bear. Which I believe is like a porn series on on some porn sites. The Dancing Bear. We have next song is called We've Have Got That Chemistry. Here's how we gotta handle this. Hang on. All right, here we go. You don't want to miss Time Life Music presents John Hinckley, fresh out of the jail. I got to say, Carol, I've always wanted to hear what John Hinckley's music would sound like ever since I first heard those first gunshots aimed at the president in 1981. I just thought, man, this guy's going to put out a good record. Couldn't you wait to?
Well, guess what, Tony? Now you can.
What?
All these years you've been waiting, you can now hear his music.
John Hinckley in concert?
Yes, Tony. Even you can listen to it right now on Spotify or go to his YouTube channel.
Oh, John Hinckley. I love it.
Fortunes, I don't need to have
you. Oh.
You'll love the depths of his lyrics.
He spent all those years behind prison, and all he came out was with these 5 shitty songs. But they can be yours for the price of free when you stream it online.
But wait, Tony, there will be more.
No.
All that time behind bars, he had lots of time to write songs. He'll have more soon.
Nothing wrong with the rain.
John Hinckley Jr.
It is good to wash away the pain.
The music you've always wanted.
Let the angels lead.
What's creepier, Dateline or John Hinckley falling asleep to?
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh in the middle of our commercial.
From Time Life Music. Oh, my God.
And I'm watching him right now on YouTube, and he's standing in front of a lot of clocks. There's one, two, there's four of them behind him, wall clocks.
Why would anyone want to go see him? Why? Why?
It's the same people that write to serial killers in prison. Like, why would that woman fall in love with the guy from the staircase?
Yeah.
The French woman, played by the beautiful, whatever her name is, all of a sudden I can't think of it. But in the I'm watching the show, I'm like, why would a beautiful woman fall in love with him? I'm like, okay, that really isn't the woman.
No, that's such a, I don't know. I just don't know.
So I thought that was very interesting. The whole, his shows are now getting canceled. Well, yeah, because people are like, you know what? You can't go shooting the president. Get out, and we're going to pay money to see you play.
Well, I bet what happened is, you know, he booked it, and the people who booked it were like, had no clue who John Hinckley was and no clue about history on it.
No, you know, they knew exactly who they were going to see.
No, I'm saying like when the promoter contacted some of these venues and the people that they're dealing with to book at the venues, like, oh, and they just play some of his music. They're like, okay, yeah, we can book him for this or that. And then, like, somebody's like, John Hinckley? Like, John Hinckley Jr.? Yeah, who's that? He shot the fucking president. What?
Oh.
He's going to play tonight at 5 o'clock, you know, like that sort of thing.
And we can get him for $500? Okay.
I bet that's how some of them got booked by people who didn't know who they were booking. And then all of a sudden somebody's like, what? And then, like, oh, we probably shouldn't do that. That may not be a good idea.
But, we're getting hate emails. You should read our social media posts.
I'd feel much better if he was like 85 and being released. He's 67 or something. It's like, still can do a bit of damage there. Kevin Spacey, back in the news, granted bail during his first court appearance for UK sexual assault case. Kevin Spacey, this is from People, made his first appearance in court as part of the legal proceedings for four charges of sexual assault filed against him in the UK last month. The actor, 62, appeared at the Westminster Magistrates Court in London on Thursday morning. There, he confirmed his name, date of birth, and London address, and was also told of the charges he's facing, the New York Times reported. Spacey's lawyer, Patrick Gibbs, said that his client strenuously denies any and all criminality in this case. Per the London Evening Standard, an arrest warrant that was previously issued for Spacey was also withdrawn after he voluntarily appeared in court, the outlet said. Prosecutor Natalie Dawson argued that the House of Cards star should not be granted the ability to leave Britain, stating that there were substantial grounds to believe that he may not return to face trial. For the Times, Spacey's lawyer argued against it, however, noting that the actor needed to travel for work and largely resides in the United States with his dog. Spacey was granted unconditional bail by Deputy Chief Magistrate Tan Akran, who argued that there was no risk that Spacey would not cooperate, according to The Hollywood Reporter. He is scheduled to next appear at the Southwark Crown Court in London on the morning of July 14th. The Crown's prosecution service announced the charges against Spacey on May 26 for allegations stemming from three different men. Spacey said 5 days later that he would voluntarily appear in court to face the charges. I very much appreciate the Crown prosecution service's statement, in which they carefully reminded the media and the public that I am entitled to a fair trial and innocent until proven otherwise. The star said in a statement to Good Morning America, "While I'm disappointed with their decision to move forward, I will voluntarily appear in the UK as soon as can be arranged to defend myself against these charges, which I am confident will prove my innocence," he continued. Two of the alleged events took place in London in 2005. Another two were said to have happened in 2008. The star first faced sexual assault allegations in 2017 when actor Anthony Rapp, now 50, accused the actor of making sexual advances toward him when he was 14 years old. Spacey responded to Rapp's formal accusation by apologizing for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, despite him claiming he had no memory of the supposed interaction taking place. He also controversially chose to speak openly about his sexuality for the first time in a statement. I chose now to live my life as a gay man. Along with the 2016 civil lawsuit and criminal sexual assault case for a groping accusation, which was dropped in July 2019, Spacey faced further allegations in 2018 from three other alleged victims in England. By 2019, he was facing at least six sexual assault cases with an investigation still underway. In light of the news, producers behind Spacey's latest film, Peter 5-8, described the negative press regarding the new accusations against the actor as to be expected in a statement obtained by The Hollywood Reporter. There are those who wish for him not to act, but they are outnumbered by fans worldwide who await an artist they have enjoyed for decades returning to the screen. They added in the statement, the production has no knowledge or comment on the various swirling allegations and believe it's a matter for the courts to determine validity if it exists. The message continued, Peter 5-8 is a film for fans who care more for the art than for the scandal. Despite the list of sexual assault claims, Spacey was named as a main cast member to be joining director Francis Nerco's 2021 Italian film L'amor si design Dio last month. The movie marks his first movie role since allegations against him first surfaced. So you think he's going to get like a second lease on life here?
I don't know. And I find it really sad because I always really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear stuff about somebody you really liked and then it's like disappointing. You know, it's like, I don't know. And enough people have come out. It's kind of like other, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins mm-hmm. and stuff. It's like enough people have said things about him that I definitely think there's something to all of it.
Has he admitted his guilt in any of these?
That I don't know.
Because I don't think so.
I think he has said things that were kind of like, you know, it was never my intention, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. But.
There maybe would be some room for, like, forgiveness if he was out saying, yeah, I did these things. I shouldn't have. It was stupid and wrong, and I did a lot of damage, and it was horrible. You know, that would be one thing to be like, okay, well, now please go off to your hole and we can all be in peace. As much as you can be after something like that. You know, or I don't remember if he was denying. I gotta look that up. Did Kevin Spacey admit guilt? Well, I think the only thing it looks like he did was when what they were talking about with that Anthony Rapp, where he said if he did, it was, you know, he doesn't remember it, basically.
Because we were high.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised.
There's enough stories and enough stuff that it makes you think he did it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know about this specific new case that's being presented, but there's so many when you have that kind of cornucopia of people coming out, there's something to it. There's right. Usually something to it. So anyway, all right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of True Crime Today. Thank you guys for listening and helping to keep us on the air. We could not do this without you. Be sure to leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to press subscribe as well so you don't miss any episodes of the program. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.